Personnel of the Ghana Police Service say they are open for more education and collaboration on election issues from relevant stakeholders, especially civil society groups, as the December polls draw near. The service said it is preparing adequately to handle election security matters as its staff need to learn more, especially from organizations which are credible and represent the electorate on the ground. This will equip the service with more information about what to expect and how to execute their duties on election day. Personnel of the service, drawn from various commands across the country, expressed these sentiments during a training program for security agencies organized by the African Women Lawyers Association, AULA, in Accra. Jonathan Thompson reports.
The training program brought together the rank and file of various police commands across the country. The participants were taken through topics such as the Electoral Commission Act, Representation of People's Act, International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, and African Charter on Democracy, Elections and Governance. The Executive Director of the African Women Lawyers Association, AULA, Edna Kuma, told the participants the necessity of knowing such laws.
So these are the areas you want to sensitize or train or inform your other personnel about this election law. In fact, it's all about election law. Somebody will say, why laws? Please, they deal with the law, everything. Without the law, why is the police? So they must know. So any manual I'll give you, in them tall, is nothing cheap. You are very careful. When you take it, wherever you go, nobody can challenge you because you've done it very well.
According to Mrs. Kuma, AULA will replicate the training program in every region across the country and among all the security agencies. She said the participants should be empowered to know the difference between criminal offenses and electoral offenses so that they will know when and how to prosecute people for offenses during and after the elections.
Yes, from here we are going to do the regional training. This is a TOT, so you can see that we are going to detail. But when you get to the police personnel generally, we are going to use them and see how they will impact it. So possibly every police personnel deployed on that polling day should have at least some knowledge about the law, so that when they go there, they know exactly what the public expects of them, just to encourage the democratic process.
Some of the police personnel who participated in the program expressed their satisfaction and called for more of such programs, especially from civil society groups, to strengthen the collaboration between the two bodies for a peaceful and successful election period.
The staff officer for Upper East Ridge. Oh, it's good because as a police officer enforcement body, we need to know, be abreast with electoral laws. We know much, but at least education has no end. We need to study further. So I think it's a good course. Well, since we are approaching the election 2016, I think it's in the right direction. Looking at the number of forums we've been attending and then the strategic plans we put in place, I think our police is really good.
I am DSP Felicia Isu, and I want to say district commander in the voter registration. Yes, we are prepared, and then hopefully we are going to have free and fair elections. We are learning a lot about the rules, do's and don'ts of the election so that we can also go and impact it.
The Ghana Police Service has been organizing internal training programs on elections for its personnel to be well equipped to deliver during and after this year's elections. Jonathan Thompson, reporting for Radio Ghana.